Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting third. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Preston Ward. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Urban. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jack Urban. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The third baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez takes first base on ball four. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Lopez moves to third. Serve moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Smith to DeMaestri and they have Power trapped. The throw over to Simpson, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Nixon moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Ray Herbert now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Davis now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Davis. Doby moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Serve strikes out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 9-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Here's the throw into the infield and Doby is out. Minoso scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 10-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Jackson now playing third base. Vic Power now playing first base. Woody Held now playing center field. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Bob Dav. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herzog for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Craddock now pitching. Whitey Herzog now playing center field. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 2 in the game. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing second base. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Serve for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Martin now playing left field. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herzog who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Billy Harrell pinch runs for Randy Jackson. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrell tags and scores. One out. It's 11 to nothing, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to third. Held moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11 to 1, Indians. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Craddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craddock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Bax is now playing second base. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Frank House now catching. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 3 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baxis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxis misplays the ball. That's an error on Baxis. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Indians. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Chiti pinch hits for Walt Craddock. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.